CBA Mobile. KG4PFI. G4PFF, I don't know that call. You got to remind me of your name here. His name here is David, and I am headed to pick up my daughter and my grandson, and we're going to the beach.
Good place to be if it's not storming, but other than that, I'm just sitting over here waiting for the Golden Corral time to click off so I would get the better deal. They don't change their thing until 1 o'clock, and I got about 4 minutes till.
Do you mean they change their prices at 1?
1 o'clock, and then it goes back up at 3 o'clock. But me and my wife come over here and eat quite often, and it's over here in Easley. I don't know where you are.
I'm just pulled out of the neighborhood. We live over here in Taylor's. Our neighborhood is on Rutherford Road, right off Rutherford, almost right where Rutherford intersects Wade Hampton. I'm sure you probably know where that is. And we're just up around the curve there. And but it's a nice little neighborhood. It's like 250 homes tucked back in there, and one way in, one way out, and so you know, we don't have any drive through traffic, and they're nice homes. I mean, they're not extravagant homes, but they're nice.
Part of it, we live in Piedmont down there. There's a few houses down the road we live on, and we don't have a lot of traffic either, so that's a good thing. Of course, I don't have any kids. My boy's 60 years old now, so I don't have to worry about him running out in the street and getting run over. Well, he don't have any grandkids either. That boy been married 34 years and no kids. I told him, I said, boy, I'm going to buy you a book, send you to the library or something. You don't know what to do.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess it's just not meant for some people. I'm really grateful for mine. We had two girls, and they've had, one of them had two sons, and one had one. So I have three grandsons, 3, 5, and 10.
That you really scratchy now. I don't know, maybe you got down in a hole or something over there. And I'm fixing to get out of my vehicle here and go in and put the feed bag on. Enjoy talking with you. Hope the rest of your day goes well. 73's KG4PFI clear.
Getting in a bad area on Rutherford right here. All right, will you enjoy your lunch there at Golden Corral? We'll talk to you later. And enjoy the rest of your day. 73 KP4 CPA Mobile. KP4 CPA Mobile.
KP4 Foxtrot Lima Whiskey. Listening.
Lima Foxtrot Whiskey. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha David. I'm Mobile in Greenville.
This is Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Lima Whiskey. I didn't catch your call sign. If you could kick it back here a little slower, I'd appreciate it. We're in Easley at a fixed station.
Roger, yeah, you're sounding good. It's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David, KB4 CPA.
Matt, David, this is Floyd on this end, and it's good to hear you. You're coming to my station real good.
You're hitting the repeater good, and I'm headed your way, so I'm headed to Easley, or almost Easley. I'm headed to, I guess, Powdersville is actually technically where I'm going, but I'll be real close to Easley, and just a few minutes. I'm on 123, and I can't think of the name of the road. I just crossed over. I'm getting ready to cross over White Horse Road.
Roger that. We're up here on Saluda Dam Road, about less than 10 miles from the Greenville city limits. So we're not too far away.
I've got you full quieting on the input frequency. I like to do that sometimes just to see if I can hear the other person direct. And I know where the reverse button is without having to look down for it. So, but anyway, what you up to today?
All right. I'm a paraplegic, so I don't get to go out too much during this rainy, wet weather. So I'm just kind of hanging around the house.
It's a good thing to do. What kind of rig are you talking on?
Yazoo. I brain fart. Can't remember the name of the rig I'm running.
Well, it really sounds good, and you're real solid in the repeater, that's for sure. So you're doing a good job there. And I'm having to maneuver a little traffic here, so I hesitate there for a second. And I'm on a ICOM 2730. It's a dual bander cross band 2 meter 440 mobile rig, and has a, what I like about it, it has a detachable face, so I can put the radio under the seat and the big part, and just put the face of the radio up on the up on the dash, and it also has a place for the microphone to plug into the face, so you don't have to run it from the radio itself.
Sounds like a nice rig. I'm running a 991A Yazoo. Multiple bander, can go high fire. Right now I'm on the 2 meter side.
Roger. Okay. Well, good deal. You get on HF much?
Haven't been able to yet. Got some friends coming tomorrow to string me up an HF antenna. So I am looking forward to getting there. I just haven't got there yet.
That sounds good. Well, I hope they are successful. And I had some guys help me. I have a Carolina Wyndham. It's just basically a wire. 135-foot wire, and off-center fed, and I had to totally rebuild that thing. So every part on that thing is new, and I had some guys come over and help me shoot it up in the tree. So, but it's doing me a good job. I'm really pleased with it, and I really appreciate their help.
10-4. Well, I got a G5 RV that they're gonna put up in a tree for me, and then we'll see what we can do. Looking forward to 40 meters, probably real well.
RV is a good antenna, and think you'll probably be happy with it. And I can't put up a beam or anything or a tower because I live in an HOA.
We don't live in an HOA, and we got some nice trees around here, so we're hoping to put it up in one of them.
And making use of what you have there, and you'll save the cost of a tower and a beam and a rotor and all that stuff. Oh me. But I wish you well with that. Like I said, I think if they get it up there, you'll be pleased with it.
Yeah. Well, we tried it for last Saturday, but the weather didn't help us out none. It got kind of nasty. So we had to, hopefully this Saturday, this weather moves out of here today, and tomorrow should be pretty good.
Weekend's supposed to be nice. It might rain today. I'm picking up my one of my daughters and my grandson, and we're going to go down to Isle of Palms for a couple of days, come back Sunday. So she wanted to go to the beach, and she didn't want to go by herself, so I'm going to go down with her. And I just bought a new 23 Toyota 4Runner, so this will be one of the first trips it's been on. I drove it up to my sister's in Maggie Valley, but this will be the longest trip it's been on, so looking forward to see how it's going to do.
I can understand that. 4Runners are usually real good vehicles, so I wish you well on the trip.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm not really looking forward to the traffic, but it being a Friday, and we'll probably hit Columbia. Well, right before rush hour, but I'm sure it'll be traffic. Won't be a walk in the park. It rarely is in the Columbia area.
That area is the right time, and you could be sitting in some traffic for sure. But maybe you'll hit it early and slide right through.
Before CBA? Yeah, I hope so. It's not like we're in a hurry to get there, and got a house rented for the weekend just off the beach, and I think it's like a block off the beach, so it'd be a short walk, and it also has a pool, so they may not even want to go swimming in the beach. I'm not a real big beach fan anymore. I used to be when I was younger, but I just don't care a whole lot about it anymore.
I'm more of a pool fan myself, too, so I can understand that. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Lima Whiskey. I'm going to turn you loose there, my friend. You watch those other vehicles, and we'll turn you loose. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Lima Whiskey. We're gone after your final.
So it's good to talk with you. I'm almost to their house. I'll be there in about, 3 or 4 minutes. So it worked out good. You have a good day, and wish you well with the G5RV antenna. I hope they can get that up there. You can get it going tomorrow, and get on some of the HF frequencies there. Anyway, 73s, enjoy the Q-Soak. This is KB4CBA. Clear.
David, just want to say hello to you. Hope you're having a good day in 4DJC.
Hey, I appreciate that. You doing okay?
Thanks. for this past week, but went to my gastro doctor yesterday, and I think he's got everything pretty well straightened out for me now. But feel a whole lot better today. But anyway, I hadn't heard, I hadn't been on the radio that much, but I just want to say hello to you and hope you're doing well. And I don't know if I told you, I bought a new cross trick a few weeks ago. After listening to you buy that for her, I said, yeah, maybe I need to get me a little mini SUV or something.
What did you buy?
Cross trick.
Well, I didn't recognize the name of the vehicle. I mean, I know the Subaru part, but the other part I didn't recognize. The Subaru makes a good vehicle, so I mean, you can't go wrong, and they're all-wheel drive, so they make a nice vehicle.
Our second one, we had a 2011 Forester we kept for about 8 years, I think, something like that, and then went back to a regular sedan, and you know, just I had that Accord. I traded that Accord, and I had a hard time getting in and out of it. It was low to the ground, and we really enjoyed this Crosstrek. It's smaller than a Forester, but it's still a pretty good size car. Big enough for us anyway. It drives great on the interstate. We could see out of it. But anyway, hope you have a good afternoon. You play it outside or inside? Are you headed somewhere else today?
I'm headed to the beach. We're going to Isle of Palms, me and my oldest daughter and her son, my grandson, so the three of us. So I tell you, I'm such a dodo bird. They moved and I drove right by where they live and didn't even think about it. And now I turned around right before I got to their house. And now I got to drive back. It's just, I don't know, about 3 miles. But that just shows you where my brain is.
Enjoy yourself more by yourself than maybe. I've done that more than once. I've done the same thing several times over the years. Drove right past the spot. I was looking right at it and still drove past it. But anyway, have a good time down there. Kids and grandkids went to Tybee Island back during spring break, and they just had a big time down there. They got a nice place they rent down there. I'm just not that much of a beach person anymore, but I always enjoy going to Isle of Palms in Charleston here. We got family down there. We've had family down there for, gosh, I guess 40 years or more, I guess, maybe closer to 50. We always like going down there. But I don't do that much traveling anymore. But anyway, Dave, you have a good afternoon. Have a safe trip down there. Hope you guys have good weather and enjoy it. KP4CBA and 4DJC, clear after you.
I appreciate it. Glad you're feeling better. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And I've got some relatives that live at Isle of Palms, a cousin, my uncle's aunt and uncle's daughter, my dad's older brother, so she's a little older than me, and then I've got a nephew down there that lives in Charleston. He's a chef at one of the big restaurants down there, so I don't know if we'll get to see him, but I hope we do, but anyway, but we got to get there first. I got to stop at the right place. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. 73 KB4 CBA.